hit your head for a total of 5 yards.
Yeah.
So talk about that a little bit.
I didn't think I was going to get her. I turned at the 50 and I knew that they had a really tough back end with Naomi and Femke. And so I was like, all right, just get out there, do your best. And so I put my head down and got my hand to the wall. And then I saw Nathan cheering and was like, okay, it must have gone well.
Where did you find the energy to finish like that after a 50 back where you said,
I don't know. I really don't. We're all up there and Nathan was kind of joking. He was like, I don't know how you guys do doubles. Like, this is ridiculous. But I think all of us, we kind of came off of a tough night, and we all had, I think all of us except maybe Ryan had a double tonight, and so we just knew that we had to give whatever we had left in the tank, and thankfully that was enough.
Nathan had said that it was a very different feeling for him in the ready room having girls in there. What was it like for you having guys in there?
Yeah, so different. I mean, that was the first mixed relay I've ever done, and it was awesome. It was so fun, and even just like the ready room, behind the blocks, the afterwards celebration, everything about it is so different, but it's so relaxed, and it's so fun, I think, for the swimmers to do something so different. And so kind of out of the routine, because it's really easy to get in that day-to-day routine at a swim meet, and so to do something like that, I think it's really fun for everyone.
You've already got enough events going on in your schedule, but do you think you'd want to see something like this in the Olympics?
You know, I think it could be really, really fun. You know, I was talking to Karen about it earlier, and I think it's awesome how it's really bridging the gap of men's and women's sports and having them compete together in events on a stage like the World Championships. I think that's so cool, and it's a great motivator knowing that, you know, men and women were racing together, were empowering each other, and it's just this incredible mutual respect, and it's awesome.
As you go back to Colorado, what's your personal takeaway from this meet?
There's been a lot. I think, for one thing, I'm honestly really proud of myself. I've come a really long way in a couple months, and that gives me a lot of confidence that if I can come this far in 2 months, and I'm really excited to see what I can do with a year. And I'm excited to get back home to family, going to have some vacation time, still have Paris World Cup coming up, but there's a lot that I learned here, and I'm still really proud of the way I did and the way my team really fought through this meet.
Will you do any World Cups?
Yes, Paris. Definitely Paris. And then I'm hoping to do a lot of them, actually. I think it'll be really fun to get that opportunity.
Yeah.